This is episode number 2491 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, July 26, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
And that's a wrap for Barbie. Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
Or is it? Question mark.
Ooh.
As you can imagine, I mean, come on now. Do you think they're really going to stop with one?
No, I don't think so. We examined patriarchy. Now we can examine matriarchy and all
they
the archies.
They may have just kind of said, oh, you know, we'll see.
We'll see. That's how you get the best deal in Hollywood. And now's not the time to negotiate anything until the strike's over. So.
But I think he's remaking Barbies into, like, we can do this kind of Barbie and this kind of Barbie. We can do a part two and a part three.
No, I think there's a lot of potential in that, surely.
Well, Margot Robbie has said she's open to seeing if there's room for a Barbie 2.
And well, she shares in the finances of this because she's one of the producers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bet she is.
Yes, she is.
Co-writer. And you know what? I'm almost surprised Brad Pitt wasn't in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, at least for a cameo.
Yeah.
He would have made a great Ken.
This wasn't about the Kens. It was about Barbie.
But if there's more than one Barbie, there's still room for a Brad cameo, because that's what he does.
He's just Ken. That was the whole message. Anyway.
Well, just Brad Pitt can be just Ken. All right. Co-writer and director Greta Gerwig says she's got nothing in the tank for a sequel.
Probably not.
But you never know.
Yeah.
And says perhaps there are others that can take it to the next level, too.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And support's coming in from the other half of the Barbenheimer weekend.
Barbenheimer.
Uh-huh. That from Oppenheimer star Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
Though he's pretty sure he'd have to bulk back up from his emaciated look to play a Ken. He did lose a bunch of weight on purpose to fill his character suits. But he's open to embracing a fantastic life in plastic.
I think when he played Oppenheimer, he couldn't have weighed more than 95 pounds. You know, it's like that guy, all he did was in real life was drink martinis and smoke cigarettes. He was super emaciated, super stressed. I mean, you know, he just built the atom bomb. So, you know, it's kind of stressful.
Well, what we do say is, welcome to the Mojo Dojo Casa House.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, and I would love to see Barbie 2.
I think there's room.
Yeah, totally room. You know what? Just there's lots of Easter eggs, by the way. If you haven't seen it, or if you did see it, go on YouTube and look for the Easter eggs. There's lots of homage to old Barbie.
Oh, there's tons.
Barbie character, Barbie dolls from back in the day, their names and stuff like that. So check it out. And if you haven't seen Barbie or you've already seen it, go see it again. It's pretty damn good.
It's good. Matt Damon recalled a less than enjoyable moment when he had to smooch Scarlett Johansson.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, come
after
on.
After she downed a stinky sandwich while filming the 2011 movie, We Bought a Zoo.
Oh, I remember that movie. You remember that movie?
That was an excellent movie.
Yeah, it was a really, he didn't get enough. I don't think either one of them got enough credit for it, but it was a very good movie. I'm sure you can find it on Netflix or something. It's like,
you can.
Like a dozen years old. It's really.
And I didn't think I'd be that interested in seeing it, but it was an excellent movie.
Great.
Highly recommended.
Right.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He said, I had to kiss Scarlett Johansson. Can you imagine how horrible that was for me?
Horrible.
It was hell. He playfully recalled in a recent interview, and he was joking around. But
yeah, of course he was. Of course he was.
He said, what happened was we did a shot before lunch, and it was the nice little two shot that ended in the kiss.
Okay.
And it was really good.
Yeah, right.
So thinking they were done with the kissing scene, they broke for lunch, but unbeknownst to them, they had to pick up where they left off and film the lip walking scene once again after they returned from break.
Okay.
She came in, and director Cameron Crowe, he had set the camera up. It was like a tight shot of the kiss, and she goes, I literally just had an onion sandwich.
Oh! Wow. ScarJo, could you not like get some breath mint going there, babe? I mean, wow.
She wasn't prepared. They thought they were done lip walking.
I would have kissed her. I would have just like plugged
her. Yeah, you wouldn't have cared.
I want to kiss her. yeah, if I was Matt Damon. Wow. No, that was a great movie. It was about they bought a zoo, right? And
yeah.
It didn't work out at first. And I forgot that she was in it, but I remember that he was in it. So. Huh. Now I'm going to want to go watch that because it's been a long time since I saw that movie.
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie. You know what else is a good movie?
What else is a good movie?
Anything with Halle Berry, as a matter of fact. Any Halle Berry movie. Any
Halle Berry movie.
Even Catwoman. I'll watch that. It doesn't bother me at all to watch that. Everybody's like, ah. Love that. Well, good for these guys and good for ScarJo. I don't know what she's going to do from here on out because she's no longer Marvel. So,
well, she'll find something.
Maybe.
She's ScarJo. She'll get something.
Maybe.
They'll probably do her in her own action movie that's not Avenger related.
But she did like three action movies and the Avenger movies as the Black Widow. So yeah. She's done her superhero.
Maybe
thing.
Her and Bill Murray will reconvene to do a part two.
I don't think that's happening at all. Hey, with our apologies to Matt Damon because he had to kiss ScarJo. Wow.
Yeah.
And of course, Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.